Hi, it's Cara here, and a little update for my podcast, Cruisin' for a Reviewsin'. So you may have noticed that it's been a little while since I've actually put a new episode out. And if you've been following along keenly, you may be aware that this is actually the last film of Tom Cruise's filmography. There's a pretty good reason for why I haven't been able to do this last episode. And it's because the person that I had planned to do the episode with, it just didn't work out, unfortunately, time-wise. We both caught COVID within the same month. We had to keep putting off recording and our schedules just weren't matching up. So I'm really sad that we couldn't record together. However, I found a replacement and we've managed to just record an episode together. So I'm really looking forward to putting that out ASAP. But I did want to just give you a little heads up about why it's taken a little longer than usual, and especially because it is the last movie and, you know, I haven't decided to drop off when there's only one movie left. That wouldn't be too out of character for me, but I promise it's coming really, really soon. The other thing I really wanted to share as well, if you're in Brisbane and you're free on the 26th of May, which is a Thursday night, I would love for you to come to my private screening of Top Gun Maverick. Yes, I am renting out a cinema for people I know to come watch Top Gun Maverick with me. And we're going to record a live episode of the podcast straight afterwards. It's going to be really fun. I would love to see lots of people there. We're going to have a bunch of people who have been guests on the podcast there. Whether or not you're a Tom Cruise fan, you're just a movie fan in general, or you just like me and you just want to support me and my weird hobbies and ventures, that would be really wonderful. So the information is it's at New Farm Cinemas on Thursday, the 26th of May. The movie starts at 8:30 p.m. so you can get there a bit earlier, have a drink, have a feed, whatever you need to do. And straight afterwards, we'll be doing a live podcast recording. It probably won't follow the same structure as how I do my podcast normally. Obviously, I'm not going to make everyone sit there for an hour and a half after we've just watched a movie together, especially because I don't want to spoil the movie when it's only just come out. So I think it'll be more like a chat about how much we enjoyed the movie, how Tom Cruise-y it was, how we all felt about it. Yeah, it's going to be really loose and fun. And I really hope you can join me. So until then, there will be just one more episode of Cruisin' for a Reviewsin' as you know it. I will be changing the structure of the podcast a little bit for that episode and also for some episodes afterwards. I still haven't planned it all out and I'm probably going to take a small break after doing 44 films of Tom Cruise's filmography. I feel like I deserve a little break before I kind of come back and do something a little bit different with the podcast. Still involving Tom Cruise, obviously. And I think I may still review Tom Cruise movies from time to time. We'll see how we go. Thank you so much for everyone who listens to my podcast. Your support means the world to me. If you don't already, please make sure you follow me on Instagram, Tom Cruise Reviews, on Twitter, Tom Cruise Review, no S on the end. My website's tomcruisereviews.com. And if you like my podcast, please like, review, rate, whatever you need to do on your preferred podcast platform, especially iTunes, because it really helps. I look forward to seeing a bunch of familiar faces at the Top Gun screening. Otherwise, I'll catch you all on the internet, I guess. Thanks for listening.